I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 86 degrees. KSL's top story. Turns out Provo High School will have fans at its football game this Friday after all. We just learned that with the move back to Orange on Thursday, if the team was to play in Provo, they wouldn't be allowed to have any fans at their homecoming. But Sean Walker from KSL.com reports they've asked their neighbors in Yellow Risk, Spanish Fork, if they could borrow the field.
School officials, district officials with the team and the school and everyone just reached out to Spanish Fork to see if they could host their game there. First, A, because it's their homecoming game and they're expecting a lot of alums to come to that game. They didn't want to have to cancel all of that right away. And then also because Spanish Fork, they're outside of the orange restriction area. And they're also playing this Friday on the road. So their field was open. There's a good working relationship between the two schools, and they moved it pretty quickly so that Provo High parents and alums can go to the game. Granted, a little bit further away, but still go to the game, support their kids.
So fans will be allowed at the game, but Spanish Fork is still in Utah County, meaning that masks are required for everyone there. So let's talk about this mask mandate. Will people actually follow it? Some residents believe there will still be plenty of resistance to wearing masks. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The people we spoke with in Lehi say they will strive to follow the mask mandate, although they know a lot of people who will push back.
Because I come from a more conservative type situation, I hear more of the disagreement.
Some say people who don't wear them make a point not to, and others believe there will be some people who claim they can't wear one when they can.
I could just tell you I have a medical reason.
But Utah County Health Department spokesperson Aislinn Tolman Hill says they can't enforce it by law, so she says they're encouraging business owners to make sure customers don't enter stores without a mask.
We're working on that, making those things available that businesses will be able to download.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Some schools are shutting the doors. What's the deal, Todd Fuchs?
Jeff, at least 8 schools in 3 different districts have to make huge changes because of the virus. The Canyon School District is switching Alta and Brighton to strictly online learning for the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, Granite School District is closing Olympus and Granger Highs because they have more than 15 confirmed cases. District spokesman Ben Horsley says Skyline High is getting close to that number.
When you have 15 confirmed cases in a small school community, no matter how many overall people are in that community, you really actually have 40 or 50 potential cases that you don't even know about.
The Alpine School District is moving to a hybrid schedule for Lone Peak, Orem, and American Fork, meaning students go to school 2 days a week. Protesters are clashing with police in Louisville, Kentucky right now after the grand jury announcement of the death of Breonna Taylor. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, protests are taking place in Louisville because no murder charges were filed against the officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. The announcement brought people out into the streets, among them Maya Williams.
We all tried to have faith, but it's hard to have faith when you like experience things like that and like nothing ever seems to change.
Others are chanting no justice, no peace, with some being arrested for clashing.
Put your hands behind your back! Put your hands behind your back!
Mayor Greg Fisher is calling for calm and asking residents to work together to heal racial divides.
Let's turn to each other, not on each other. Use your passion, your energy, and your commitment to shape the city that we all want.
The city is under a state of emergency with a curfew in place. The nation's top infectious disease expert is assuring Senate lawmakers that any coronavirus vaccine will be safe and effective regardless of any political pressure to rush. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling committee chair Lamar Alexander that vaccine development has been unusually rapid because of technological advances and all the money that's been thrown at it.
There's no cutting corners.
We're risking the taxpayers' money, but we're not risking safety and efficacy. Is that your testimony?
Yes, it is. That's absolutely correct.
The FDA commissioner telling lawmakers the FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine that they would not feel comfortable giving to their own families. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Maria. A video claiming Joe Biden used a teleprompter in a recent interview is getting fact-checked. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
President Trump's son Eric retweeting the video of Biden sitting down with Telemundo's host Jose Diaz-Balart, suggesting Biden is caught using a teleprompter for his answers. In it, Biden looks away from the camera as he talks about no deportations in the first 100 days.
The only people who will be deported are people who committed a felony while here. That's number one. I lost that.
Yeah, well, but that's good because we could talk you and I on that.
Biden was actually taking questions from potential voters on a nearby screen. The out-of-context video is when that video screen went dark, Biden not catching the last line of the question. Diaz-Balart has also said Biden's answers were not scripted. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Fire officials say a number of investigations are ongoing into human-caused wildfires that burned earlier this year. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says three teenagers were charged on Tuesday for allegedly igniting the Turkey Farm Road fire, which started back on July 13th.
Jason Curry with Fire Forestry and State Lands says there's already been over 1,000 human-caused wildfires in the state this year, which is an all-time record. Although he adds, not all human-caused fires have a criminal element that would result in charges.
Specifically, 1,321 wildfires statewide, and 1,015 of them were human-caused. KSL News Time is 4:36.
Ricky, it was so great to see everybody. I made a cameo appearance at the radio station.
You did, yeah.
For the first time in 7 months, and it was so bizarre, but so great to see you. I'm glad you're doing well.
And you as well.
And, you know, I'm glad I went home to beautiful bucolic Kaysville before all this traffic.
You left just in time, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I did.
You did. Well,
how are we doing?
It's still pretty rough. Now, I think they may have been able to get some of that crash moved. I don't have a confirmation if the left split is now open yet on northbound I-15 at 2300 North in Sunset. But we still have a lot of leftover delays, and these are very, very slow speeds that are almost back to Glover Lane in Farmington on northbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mask up, people. And if you don't, you're not the first person to make a big deal about a little bit of cloth. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.